At this time, the children's church will be dismissed and the choir will be dismissed. Thank you all very much. Take your Bibles and turn to the book of Ephesians, the fourth chapter. The book of Ephesians, the fourth chapter. Good looking group here. Appreciate the youth sharing with us this morning. They will, if the Lord tarries, be those that will be in charge here one of these days. That's a scary thought, isn't it? No, it's not. Well, it is. Let's stand together as we give reverence to the reading of God's precious and holy word. And you have the opportunity to hold God's word in your hand and to read it for yourselves. Now just think about that. All over the world, many, many, many places where folks, perhaps they couldn't read if they had a copy of it. But most of them do not have a copy of it. We are so blessed here to have a copy of God's Word, His handbook to teach us to live, to teach us His Word. Ephesians, the fourth chapter. Now, last week, we were in Ephesians, and this week, we're talking about equipping people to do the work of the Lord. And so Paul just continues that work, continues that word in teaching people to respond to God's word. Ephesians 4, and look at verse 11. And he gave some apostles, and some prophets, and some evangelists, some pastors and teachers, for the perfecting of the saints. Now that word literally means for the building up of the saints. That doesn't mean to make the numbers more. That means in their spiritual life, building them up in their spiritual life, for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. Building up, not in numbers, but building up the body of Christ till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect man. Now you and I look at that word perfect differently than the translators into the King James meant for us to understand that. That word literally means completion. To come to a place of completeness. For unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. Our Father, as we come before your throne of grace and mercy, Lord, I pray that you would do a work today. I pray for a revival in my own life. Thank you, Lord, for all the healing that's taken place this week. For the people that's been in the hospital and they're out now, and your hand's been on them. They're enjoying your grace in their lives. God, I pray that we would not ever get over that. Lord, help us not to get over what you do in our life. I pray that if there's one person here that does not know you as Savior, this would be the day that they would make a decision. Volitionally, I have decided to follow Jesus. May there be a freedom of your spirit to work in this service today. Among us, Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Now let me start this by asking you a few questions. And I hope that you can zone those things out that you came to church thinking about today if it didn't have to do with spiritual things. I hope if things are not going real well on the farm that you can zone that out. If everything's not going real well at work, down at the factory, that you would be able to zone that out. If everything's not going to suit you at school or wherever it is you work, that you'd be able to zone that out. And you students, that if things are not going, if you came to church with something on your mind that's going to keep you from God really speaking to your heart, that you'd be able to just move that to the side and change channels and get in a place where God can speak to your heart through His Word. And then let me ask you some questions. Do you want to make a difference? Really? Do you want to make a difference? We talked about some of this in Sunday school this morning, and I kept seeing my problem is that I am so selfish of my time. I mean, I'm selfish of my money. I'm selfish of my time. Do I want to really make a difference? Do I want to make a difference? Well, I want to make a difference if it doesn't cost me anything. I want to make a difference if I don't have to spend any more time doing that. I want to make a difference if I can sleep in every morning, and especially on Sunday. I want to make a difference if it doesn't make any difference in my wallet, and it doesn't make any difference in the things that I've been doing or my vacation time or anything like that. Well, then I want to make a difference. Well, then I'm not sure that we want to make a difference. If we have to put all all that kind of stipulation on it. Do I really want to make a difference? Am I in the spot? Am I doing what God wants me to do? Do I really want to make a difference? Make a difference in what, preacher? Well, make a difference in the kingdom. That's what we're here about. Make a difference in the kingdom of God. Are you interested in discovering and using your spiritual gift? Well, I don't have one. Oh, yeah, you do. Are you interested in using, you know, that's the reason that God gave it to you, for you to use it for the kingdom of God. Well, I'm in a situation right now that's not going to work out. Well, maybe you need to change that situation. Do you want to discover what your spiritual gift is and use that spiritual gift? I believe, don't get me wrong here, I'm not bragging on Lanny in any way, but I think I can spend just a little bit of time with you and I know what your spiritual gift is. I want to challenge you today. As I challenge myself, I want to challenge you to find your niche. I want to challenge you to find that spot where God wants you to be, where He wants you to serve. I And I think that everyone has a place. And he has a place for you. Well, what keeps people from serving? Now, you know, we think that everyone ought to just fall right in and be like us. We've been doing this for years and years and years. And so we think that everyone that comes along ought to just fall right in, grab them a job, grab a root and growl and get after it.